This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
And I know maybe the football people would scoff at this, but with 17 seconds to go, 3 weeks ago in Washington, the Bears are about to go to 5-2, or 5-3, I believe it was, 5-3. They're about to go to 5-3. There was no time left on the clock when Jaden Daniels threw that, lofted that pass toward the end zone, and Tyreek Stevenson, who was out of position, he should have been covering the guy who was in the end zone, he reaches up, tips the ball into the air, and a Washington receiver catches it, and since then, the Bears have been a mess. They haven't scored a touchdown in 23 offensive possessions. They've now lost three in a row, and their season is on the brink. I mean, but hey, listen, they win that game. Maybe they lose at Arizona. The Cardinals are pretty good, but they don't lose to the Patriots here last week the way they did. I guarantee you that. So things change. One play changed the trajectory of their season.
And I suppose, in a way, that's the beauty of the NFL.
Isn't it?
You just never know. And on any given Sunday, and the Bears, most of their struggles during this three-game losing streak since that Washington game, or beginning with the Washington game, most of their struggles have been on the offensive side of the ball. But if you look at their individual talent, now, last week, they're missing basically most of their offensive line, surrendered 9 sacks. Not all the lines doing. There are a number of factors that enter into that. Maybe we'll talk about them later. But they have enough personnel that on a given Sunday, they could be a handful offensively. And personally, I kind of like what they're about defensively.
You know, when you look at what they did, they drafted Caleb Williams, quarterback, first overall in the draft. But instead of, like, you know, most teams that are drafting first haven't won 8 games the previous year. They've won like 2 or 3. And so they take this kid and they put around him. They've got DJ Moore, okay? He's 4 times in his career. He's had 1,000-yard seasons. They bring in Keenan Allen, who's going to be a Canton, Ohio Hall of Famer soon after his career is over. They bring him in. They draft Rome Odunze, who might be the best route runner coming out of the draft. They've got a very good tight end in Cole Kmet. Then they bring on DeAndre Swift, who's had 1,000-yard rushing seasons in his career.
Well, that's...
They loaded up around this quarterback, and they said, okay, we're going to support this guy. And so far, it hasn't quite worked out that way, although it looked pretty good when they were 4-2.
Yeah, and Caleb Williams was coming along, but no matter what, he's still a first-year starter at the game's most difficult position. He is going to struggle from time to time, but not like he did last week. I mean, that was some of the worst offensive tape I've ever seen, and he had a lot of help. Now, the thing, I guess, that jumped out after their game and their loss against the Patriots was the 9 sacks. How does a quarterback function? Well, okay, their revamped, beat-up offensive line, it got beat some. Caleb Williams is holding the ball too much. And they're much heralded receivers that you just talked about, and deservedly so. I didn't think they were doing a good job of getting open.
Yeah.
And you add all those things together, and suddenly you have 9 sacks against a team that, no way, they're a 9-sack defense.
And you go back, and we talked about the Washington game. The Bears go in 4-2. They struggled that day. They were struggling. And I agree with you, Rock, and looking at their last 3 games, I'm trying to figure out, are these receivers just not getting open? Because every time Caleb Williams goes back, he hits that back foot. Instead of the ball coming out, he hesitates. Now the timing of the play is over. No. If he doesn't get sacked, the ball's coming out late, the timing's off, the throw is off, and it's just a mess.
No, in the big boy league, you got to throw what they say, what coaches will say, on rhythm.
Rhythm.
And we don't see a lot of that out of Caleb Williams. And as things fell apart last week, then pretty soon he's not going downfield at all. He's trying to dump off, and they couldn't even do that. No, it was a terrible offensive day, but defensively, they've been bringing it pretty good most of the year, and they're particularly good on defense in the situational stuff, third down, red zone, that kind of thing. And a matter of fact, the Packers have really struggled in the red zone, and the Bears, they're number one red zone defense. Yep. So that'll be an interesting matchup later this afternoon.
John Kuhn, as you looked at the Bears this week, what did you see?
Well, a lot of the same sentiments that you guys have already spoken. And quite frankly, this Bears team is one that generally plays better on this field, on Soldier Field, especially the defensive side, who up until last week hadn't allowed even 19 points in a game on Soldier Field. So they are stingy. They are salty. They can do things on defense. And you understand how a team that's struggling so bad offensively can leave short fields and field position and put the defense in a hole last week. They were in that ball game all the way, even though their offense wasn't moving the ball a lick, not a yard, it felt like. They were still in that game late in the third quarter, early into the fourth quarter, which tells you exactly what this team can be. It can be a team that presents a thorn in your side and a team that you have to be careful with. You can't just expect these last three games, since they have come off of a bye, to be their identity, because if you look at the three games before that, they were rolling pretty well.
Hey, John, focusing on the Bears defense and from your playing days, I know you have a certain affection for inside linebackers, and I'd like to get your opinion on the Bears pair, who I think are fine football players, Tremaine Edmonds and T.J. Edwards.
Yeah, I think they're as good a duo as there is in the National Football League. We knew, or at least we suspected, this would be the case last year when they both came here in free agency. And even though it was a slow start to their defense last year, they rallied and finished very strong. And they have picked up this year right where they left off. And, yeah, there's no doubt that the identity of this football team falls with those two large, tough, mean son of a guns on the inside.
You know, it's interesting, the one deviant for the Bears from last year defensively
that's an interesting football word
would be on the defensive line, where I think they've got some good talent guys, but teams have been able to run the football on this defense, unlike last year when they were number one giving up 86 yards a game rushing. They're up around 113 or more this year. That's been an area that's kind of surprised me, Rock.
Well, they've had an injury to Andrew Billings, one of their interior people, and that's hurting them.
Yeah.
That is hurting them. He's probably their best interior player as far as playing the run. But the thing of it is, while they have not played great run defense, overall, they're seventh in points allowed. They've figured out a way to do it. But you're right, teams have run the ball. I'd be surprised if the Packers don't try to do it.
133 rushing yards a game, 24th in the league. John, what do you think for the Packers? I mean, you go back, and guys, I went back and watched that Lions game, as painful as it was. And I'm watching, and it's late first half, and it's a 10-3 ball game, and the Packers are kind of in there with these salty Lions. And then the interception, the pick six, just changed everything irrevocably. And John, from there, the route was on.
And I can tell you that when you lose a game in that manner, in that fashion, where it feels like it slips out of your hands in about 5 minutes of game time, which was the last 2 minutes of the first half, the first few minutes of the second half, and you feel like it just, that's where the ball game went completely away from the Packers. You wear that, you taste that, you feel that all the way until the next game. And this Packers team has had not one but 2 weeks to try and wear that pain, to have to wear the discomfort of what it was to lose on your field to a division rival that's considered one of the best in the league because of that 8 to 10 minute span in the course of a football game. Now, during the bye week, what do? You reflect, you go back, you self-scout, you try and find what your inefficiencies are, what you're really efficient at, and you want to maximize what you're good at and eliminate what you're bad at, which we know are self-inflicted wounds.
Well, let's detail those self-inflicted wounds, John. What do you think are the biggest Packer problems as they approach the second half, and now it's time for the big push to begin?
Yeah, listen, if you're going to throw the ball, you're going to have some drops, but the clips that the Packers have been dropping the football this year is just way too high. To have a hard catch here or there go off your hands is one thing. To have simple catches go right off your chest, that's another. They need to focus on catching the football before they run after the football. And then, Brock, pre-snap penalties. You can live with a couple violations when it's within the play and you're fighting and you're scrapping and you're clawing. You can live with a pass interference here or a holding call there, but you cannot have the pre-snap penalties that the Packers have, not just on offense, but on defense as well.
to be honest, guys, I don't have a lot of problems with competitive penalties that come about because you're fighting the good fight and maybe you get on the wrong side of it. I don't have a problem with those penalties. I have a problem with the unforced penalties where it's just a boneheaded lack of concentration that leads to it.
They are second in the NFL in most pre-snap penalties, are the Green Bay Packers. Their 67 penalties overall rank sixth in the NFL. That was entering the bye week. 11 times they've been penalized inside the red zone. They have two turnovers inside the red zone, and they have not run. Well, here's the surprising thing, guys. They haven't run the football effectively in the red zone. When you look at the numbers, Josh Jacobs, 22 attempts, 36 yards. Emmanuel Wilson, 6 rushes, 14 yards. That's the gist of the problems in the red zone.
Absolutely. And I want to, before we're done, I want to talk to John about Thomas Brown, the new offensive coordinator down here. Was their pass game coordinator, and now he's running the whole offensive show. What do you think? Big difference, or is that a big problem for the Packers' preparation? How do you see that?
Well, it's funny, as I listened to you guys earlier start talking about the weapons around Caleb Williams, and did they just not show up? Were they just not winning on routes? There were moments where it looked like they were unenthused, where they were not necessarily going at 100%. Maybe they didn't believe or buy in to whatever the previous offensive coordinator was putting out there. But Thomas Brown is a young guy, only 38 years old. He was an offensive coordinator at Carolina last year and really cut his tooth as an assistant in L.A. under Sean McVay. This is a guy that's very highly coveted in what they think he can come out with. And keep this in mind, he was a running back coach for the majority of his career. I mean, he's going to come in here and protect Caleb Williams with a run game, with short passes, not having to go through multiple progressions and trying to get the ball out of his hands so they can eliminate some of these sacks that we saw so many of last week.
I think kind of an interesting sidebar to Thomas Brown taking over the Bears offense is that he was running the show for the Carolina Panthers last year when the Packers played him. And he laid 30 points on the Green Bay Packers. And while it's a different team he's with now in a different situation and a different first-year quarterback, still, I think people, and Leopards don't change their spots that much, there's certain things about the game, about the offensive approach, that he likes. And I'm sure the Packers went back and took a look at that tape a number of times to find out what his tendencies are, because there are some things that will apply no matter where he's at or what the situation is.
Absolutely. But, Dennis, we've got a good day for football here in Chicago. Looking forward to the 209th meeting all time between the Packers and Bears. This is not, as I was told, the oldest rivalry in the NFL. It is the most played rivalry in NFL history. Cardinals-Bears is the oldest rivalry. They started playing against one another a year before the Packers joined the NFL. But in fact, they've only played 96 times. Packers-Bears, 209.
You know, I was laying awake last night.
Okay.
Wondering.
I always worry about
that. Know something sounded not quite right about the longest rivalry.
Yeah.
And I couldn't put my finger on it, but now I know.
Well, I'm glad. You will
Thank
not have
you.
A you, – you'll sleep
Thank
sound.
Thank you, Mr. Larrabee.
You'll sleep sound
You've
tonight.
You've gotten the game off to a beautiful start.
Dennis, back to you.
Guys, thank you. Thomas Brown, a former Badgers assistant. The Packers have beaten the Bears 10 straight times. Matt LaFleur, 10-0 against them. His first win was in Chicago back in 2019. That 10-game winning streak for the Packers over the Bears matches the longest winning streak for them in the series since the 1990s. In fact, the Packers are 50-15 against the Bears since 1992. After the break, we'll be joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Mike Heller. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Preview is sponsored by Pick and Save, Network Health, Miller Lite. Great taste and only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller Time, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Quick Trip, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Software One, and American Family Insurance on the Packers Radio Network.
Hey, fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Just like offenses and defenses join forces to win games, Rural Mutual Insurance and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation break the huddle every day for Wisconsin farmers. Rural Mutual is there when the unexpected happens. Farm Bureau is there to give farmers a voice. Join a winning team by going to ruralmutual.com to meet your local agent today.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Sargento backs the pack and gives back to the community. Sargento donates $2,000 toward hunger relief for every Packers touchdown this season. Since 2002, the Sargento Touchdowns for Hunger program has raised more than $1.8 million, shared by Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than 20 years, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
The Countdown to Kickoff is presented by Pick and Save Packers Preview. Packers and Bears at Soldier Field. Hey, Packers fans, save time and money ahead of game day with a boost by Pick and Save Fresh Perks membership. You'll enjoy free delivery, double fuel points, and more. Sign up today at pickandsave.com/boost. Joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Mike Heller. And James, I'll ask you very simply, because you're the only one on this show that knows. What's it like to play in a Packers-Bears game?
It depends, Dennis. We're going to win or we're going to lose. No, I mean, it's always a fun rivalry. Not only that, even just leading up to the week, man, you know it's a different week. You know, in the locker room, it's a bunch of different signs up in the locker room to motivate you. Coach is showing some, especially if you're a rookie, coach is going to show you some old Packers-Bears games and let you know how important this rivalry is. It's the oldest rivalry in football. Guys are going to go out there and they're going to play harder. So don't just think, hey, whatever team you think you're going to get, that's not the team you think you're going to get. It's going to be a totally different team. But I always love playing in these rivals, just competing against those guys, Urlacher, Briggs, all those dudes, the intensity, everything goes up. It's really like a playoff game every time you play against the Bears.
Packers have won five straight in Chicago, have not allowed more than 20 points in any of those games. In fact, you stretch it back, they have not allowed more than 28 points in 17 straight games at Soldier Field, and including the 2010 NFC Championship game played down there, Green Bay has won 25 of the last 30 between the Packers and the Bears at Soldier Field. Mike Heller, Saturday, kind of an unfortunate injury update for the Packers. His first-round pick, Jordan Morgan, goes on IR.
Third time he's re-injured that shoulder, the original injury, then two aggravations of that shoulder and on IR. So that's disappointing. He was somebody that obviously Green Bay takes with their early selection and expected him to be a contributor, and I think he would be, but you're going to have to play through this. That, along with the appendicitis for Marshawn Lloyd, and we'll see how that plays itself forward, too.
Yeah, Lloyd was just returned to practice. The window to activate him from IR had opened, and then, as Mike mentioned, appendicitis on Friday, so we'll see where that goes. For the Bears, safety Jaquan Brisker, he's on IR after suffering a concussion. Jordan Love was a full participant in practice this past week, so obviously the bye week did his groin injury good. And we'll know, Mike, in a few minutes about Jaire Alexander and Evan Williams, who are both listed as questionable. Alexander with the knee, Williams with the hamstring. Both were limited in practice, but we're told both are on Soldier Field working out.
Matt Schneidman just tweeted out moments ago that Jaire Alexander just gathered with Matt LaFleur, Jeff Hafley, and defensive passing game coordinator Derek Ainsley for a quick chat. Alexander dapped up all three coaches, then rejoined the team in the stretching line. What does that mean? Well, we'll find out in about 5 minutes when the actives inactives are announced.
For the Bears, defensive lineman Montez Sweat, questionable with an ankle. Defensive back Tarvarius Moore with a concussion. They're both questionable. Both practiced fully on Friday, though, so that's a sign for them. Well, the recap of the Packers' last game, here's Bill Schmidt.
A damp Lambeau Field was the site for a battle for first place in the NFC North between the Packers and Lions. It started with the Packers driving 14 plays, taking nearly 8 minutes off the first quarter clock, but settling for a 30-yard Brandon McManus field goal. The Lions answered with a long drive of their own, capping off 13 plays and 7-plus minutes off the clock with a fourth down touchdown catch by Amon-Ra St. Brown at the Packer 3-yard line and a 7-3 Detroit lead. The two teams then traded punts, then traded field goal opportunities, one that was missed by McManus, one that was made by Jake Bates of the Detroit Lions, and a 10-3 Detroit lead. Then with a minute 10 to play before halftime, the Packers had the ball and a chance to go tie it. Instead, disaster struck.
No huddle, receivers right and left, plays already called. Snap to Love, deep drop. Love waiting, looking for a receiver, now being flushed, comes off right side, it's intercepted by Onzarike.
Oh,
down the left sideline to the end zone, and touchdown,
man.
It's going to be Joseph down the left side for a touchdown. Anzalone, pressure on the quarterback, pick six, Joseph down left side. And it is 16-3 Detroit. Wow.
And then Detroit made it a 3-touchdown game coming out of the halftime locker room, driving it 9 plays and 71 yards on 5.5 minutes, and Jahmyr Gibbs capped it off on a 4th-and-1 at the Green Bay 15. After a pair of 3-and-outs, the Packers finally got back on the board, but again with 3 when McManus knocked home a 38-yard field goal. Then as time dwindled into the fourth quarter, the Packers got to the Detroit 9 again, but Josh Jacobs was stopped on a 4th-and-1 at the Detroit 9, handing it back to the Lions with 10 minutes to play. But the Packer offense would be unrelenting in their pursuit of pay dirt, finally cashing in with Emmanuel Wilson's second touchdown of the year.
Love in the shotgun, hands off Wilson, barrels his way right side to the end zone, touchdown. First touchdown of the day for the Green Bay Packers. Emmanuel Wilson picks it up. 3:49 to go in the game. It's 24-12.
Jordan Love would find Christian Watson for the 2-point conversion, but it was pedestrian from there, and Detroit rolls to 7-1 on the season with a 24-14 win over the Packers, putting the Packers at 6-3 headed into the bye week. Dennis, back to you.
Thank you, Bill. Lots of connections in this game for the Packers. Jaden Reed and Lucas Van Ness grew up in the Chicago area. Luke Butkus is the Packers' offensive line coach, obviously the nephew of the Hall of Fame linebacker of the Bears, Dick Butkus, former Packers on the Bears, tight end Mercedes Lewis and safety Jonathan Owens, and a couple of former Badgers on the Bears, linebackers T.J. Edwards and Jack Sanborn. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available. It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
No, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for Watch and Tab. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. We know there's more than just the radio to listen to. That's why we developed the Civic Media app, where you can hear stations from across our Civic Media network simply by downloading Civic Media's app at civicmedia.us. Of course, WRJN is there with local news and timeless hits, but our full lineup of talk stations is available too. Download the app at www.civicmedia.us. The Civic Media app for everyone.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. This is Packers Preview, Packers and Bears at Soldier Field. Game Day Inactives presented by Ascension Wisconsin. When it comes to healthcare, we all need a winning strategy. The best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Team. Schedule now at ascension.org/WisconsinCare. So, Mike, a lot of question about Jair Alexander. What do you say?
Yeah, Jair Alexander and safety Evan Williams are both active. Both active for today's game at Soldier Field. The Packers' list of inactives, Colby Wooden is on there, Travis Glover, Oladapo, and Robert Rochelle. So no surprises there other than the good kind that both Jair Alexander and Evan Williams are active, ready to go for today's game.
That's great. Today's Eye on the Opponent, presented by Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. James Jones, you look at the Bears, they fired their offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron, replaced him by promoting Thomas Brown to offensive coordinator. Caleb Williams, their top draft pick in the draft. He's been sacked 38 times this season, 15 in the last two games. You know, talking to some of the Packers in the locker room on Wednesday, defensive players, their thought was, hey, you can only change so much in 1 week. But do you expect to see a modified Bears offense today?
I think when you change offensive coordinators, the defense is absolutely right. And you're not changing the whole playbook, and the new offensive coordinator is not coming in there a week, and we got a bunch of new signals and a bunch of new plays. It's the same plays. I think the only thing he could do is, hey, man, you did this a little bit well in college. Let's put this in. Let's try to get you to play a little bit faster. But, you know, Caleb Williams, to be honest with you guys, is just not playing good football right now. He's not playing good football at the quarterback spot. He's young. That does not mean he's going to be a bad quarterback in the NFL. But he's not playing good right now. And he got an offensive coordinator fired. He has too many weapons over there to not be playing well. And you can say this play call, that play call, he's just not making the plays. And the offensive coordinator coming in, hopefully he makes it real simple for him to help him play a little bit faster. But, you know, as we all hope today, it stays the same.
Matt Eberflus, we talked about Matt LaFleur having never lost to the Bears. Matt Eberflus has never beaten the Packers. And in fact, he's 0-4 against them. His winning percentage overall is the third worst in Bears history. The only coach is worse, Abe Gibron, who was Mike's favorite coach, and John Fox. And the schedule doesn't let up. I mean, Mike, six of the Bears' last eight games are against the NFC North, starting today, obviously. So the one thing, though, as the Bears have had this carousel at quarterback since the Packers had Brett Favre. Caleb Williams, I think the 37th different quarterback they've had to start in that time. But the one thing the Bears can hang their hat on is their defense.
Their defense has been very good. They're top 10 ranked overall in points per game. They're number 7 in pass defense. They're 7th against the rush. They are 24th. So you can do some damage against them on the ground. Think of what the Bears have in front of them. They play Green Bay, then they're home with Minnesota and at Detroit and at San Francisco the next 4 weeks. And I still spin it back how razor thin the margin is in this league. If they defend the Hail Mary, they're a 5-2 football team.
Yeah.
That's it. They were 5-2 if they defend the Hail Mary. They didn't, and now they're 4-5.
You know, I want to follow up on that because, James, you know the heartbeat of a locker room. It seems, looking from the outside, like that Hail Mary play sucked the life out of the Bears. As a team, do you carry over a defeat that's particularly painful?
No. I mean, to be honest with you, I think it's harder when you come back like a Washington Commanders team. They caught the Hail Mary and then they've lost two straight. I think that's harder. Like winning a game you're really not supposed to win, and you get an unexpected victory, you know, a lucky catch, whatever it may be, and then you got to bounce back the next week. I think that's a little bit harder. When you lose a game, it's all about getting back to the drawing board. We got to find ways to win. So, you know, I would have thought the Chicago Bears would have found a way to win one of these games after the Commanders game. But like I said, man, starting with the quarterback, they're just not playing good football offensively.
For every Packers sack, Delta Dental of Wisconsin will donate water bottles to a school helping Wisconsin kids drink more water and sack plaque. Former Bears return man Devin Hester will receive his Hall of Fame ring at today's game at Soldier Field. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids' menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Packers preview, Packers and Bears at Soldier Field. One-on-one is presented by Software One, your go-to partner for software and cloud solutions, helping companies to migrate and modernize their applications and navigate and optimize software and cloud changes. Transform with Software One today. Our one-on-one profile this week centers on first-year Packer safety Xavier McKinney, acquired in free agency in March. McKinney is tied for the league lead in interceptions with 6, had one in each of the Packers' first 5 games. Mike Heller has our one-on-one.
It's hard to imagine that Xavier McKinney could have a bigger impact out of the gate than he's had so far in Green Bay. 6 interceptions in his first 8 games made him the first Packer to do that since Willie Buchanan in 1978. He also won the NFL Defensive Player of the Month for October and was reminded by defensive backs coach Ryan Downard, who cares?
I think he knows this as well as I know, and that's why I love him so much, because he always going to push me to be, you know, better. Like, you know, obviously, you know, it's good to have to get that accomplishment and be able to get that accolade, but at the end of the day, like, you know, there's more to get. And there's more to do. So, you know, I love, like, when he, you know, just holds me to that standard of, like, all right, let that go. Obviously, I'm already like that, but just kind of, you know, somebody else in my ear, like, hey, don't worry about that, on to the next. So I love that mentality. So good.
This will be McKinney's first Packers-Bears matchup. For the players, is the rivalry a focus?
Not really, but we did watch a video this morning. Just kind of, just like a quick little overview of the rivalry itself. But I didn't really need to be educated on that. I knew, you know, what it was already.
There was a shakeup in Chicago this week, firing first-year offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, replacing him with passing game coordinator Thomas Brown. How does that change things for the Packers' defense?
The crazy part is, it's like, you know, they've been doing kind of what they've been doing this whole year. So I don't know how much stuff they're going to really change up, like, in a short period of time. But I'm sure they'll have, like, switch some tendencies. For the most part, they'll probably run, like, you know, what they've been doing throughout the whole season, because they don't want to confuse, you know, everybody that's already learned the system.
The Bears have been more than a little messy the past few weeks, but that really doesn't matter.
You know, regardless of who it is, regardless of, you know, record and, you know, whatever they're going through, like, every week can be different. We don't take anything for granted. We don't take any team for granted. We try to always prepare the same way. We always, you know, try to keep that same laser locked in mentality and mindset, and, you know, try to have those same, you know, winning results on Sundays.
Chicago also features the overall number one selection in this year's NFL draft, Caleb Williams. What does McKinney see in this rookie?
He's actually pretty strong in the pocket. He has a good feel and awareness of when he's getting pressured, and he's able to kind of get out and kind of extend plays down the field. He's a young quarterback. He's growing. He's learning as he's going along. So, but he's going to be a really good quarterback in this league.
Finally, the records. Green Bay is 6-3. The Bears are 4-5. And to McKinney, none of that matters.
You know, a team that's, you know, on top right now might have a fall off, you know, as we go down this stretch. So I try not to pay attention to, like, the playoff stuff. I just try to focus on what we got going on in this building and, you know, our record and, you know, taking it game by game, day by day.
That's Xavier McKinney. Thank you, Mike Heller. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry. Yes! Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. This is WRJN with our longtime historic frequency AM 1400. But now you can hear the timeless hits and local news on FM as well. 99.9 FM throughout the city of Racine and 98.1 FM in southern Racine County and throughout Kenosha County. It's local news. It's timeless hits. It's everything you've come to expect from local radio. WRJN.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. And, of course, the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekday mornings from 6 until 9 a.m. Don's in touch with everything Racine, from the Civic Theater to the Civic Band to the museum, the library, and all kinds of history. Make plans to join Don Rosen weekday mornings as he talks to your friends and neighbors. It's 6 to 9 a.m. on Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. Packers preview Packers and Bears at Soldier Field. As Rob Domofsky pointed out on ESPN.com, only four Packers remain from Matt LaFleur's first Packers team in 2019. Jaire Alexander, Kenny Clark, who's the longest tenured Packer, first-round pick in 2016, Rashawn Gary, and Elgton Jenkins. The Bears don't have any players left from 2019. That's how quickly things change in the NFL. NFL Insider is presented by the Wisconsin Dental Association. The new Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% with a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. James, I want to ask you about Jordan Love. 10 interceptions, couple of pick sixes. We know how he protected the ball down the stretch last year when he had that great finish with the team. Are you seeing anything different with him this season?
I'm seeing him take a lot more chances. That's what I'm seeing, and the chances is not turning out good. If this football team is trying to get to where they are trying to go, Jordan Love has to do a better job of taking care of the football. And I don't think that's rocket science to anybody. We all know he's a special thrower of the football. We all know he's a really good quarterback. He earned his money. But he has to take care of the football, especially if we're going to beat these good teams. You might be able to do that against the Chicago Bears and find a way to win the game. You're not doing that against the Detroit Lions. You're not going to do that against some of these good teams that you got to beat in the NFC, you know, the Niners, the Vikings, whoever it may be. He has to take care of the football. He's taking too many chances. I think he just needs to take what's there. It's okay to check the ball down at times instead of trying to, you know, thread the needle.
Packers fans, play Packers Predict, powered by Senix, to win weekly cash prizes all season long. Play for free at Packers.com/predict or on the Packers app. DJ Moore said who when the Packers signed Xavier McKinney. Well, he's not forgotten, so we'll see if X has something in store today. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Wisconsinites love supper clubs. They're a gathering place, a community touchstone. And in Racine, that's known as the Corner House. First opened in 1945, the Corner House Supper Club carries on the tasty tradition with new ownership since 2018. It's a warm, intimate spot for a regular night out or special occasion. Their menu is complete with steaks, chops, nationally famous prime rib, seafood, and an appealing kids menu. Open 7 days a week, starting at 3. Visit the Corner House Supper Club in Gaslight Circle.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Action! When I grew up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap!
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, now with the timeless wisdom of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. For 57 years, Paul Harvey was a trusted voice on WRJN. Then in the 70s, he introduced the rest of the story. Inside stories full of wit, wisdom, and a little twist and quirkiness throughout the stories. Hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings at 7:35 and afternoons at 12:05 on WRJN.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Packers preview after further review is brought to you by Network Health, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Don't fumble with your health insurance. Score a touchdown with Network Health. With former Packers receiver James Jones and Mike Keller, I'm Dennis Krause. Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com is in the U.S. Cellular Broadcast booth in Soldier Field. Mike, I'll start with you, and we talk about Preston Smith, the edge rusher who was traded to the Steelers for a seventh-round draft choice. He had 44 sacks during his tenure with the Packers. What are your thoughts on that trade?
Yeah, I don't mind it. It seems like he was not a great fit for this system. I would have thought maybe, you know, the value on the return of it wasn't great, but it seems that Green Bay made a move that for a guy that they didn't think was a great fit in what they were trying to do moving forward.
Wes?
Yeah, and I'm just excited to see what, you know, Preston now no longer here, what that does and what kind of snaps that affords for some of these younger guys. I mean, you saw last week or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, with Aaron Mosby. He got 5 defensive snaps on his third one. He got, you know, contributed a half sack with Rashawn Gary. I think Brenton Cox Jr. is another guy, too. You know, a guy that, you know, 5-star credentials when he was in college and just hasn't quite been able to get on the active roster, the game day roster. now maybe he gets some looks here coming forward. I just felt like there needed to be something to kind of switch things up. And as Mike said, I mean, the return on investment wasn't great, but that's also what happens when, you know, Preston has two more years left on that contract, that they'll obviously have to figure out what they want to do with that in Pittsburgh. So all things considered, I feel like it's a good opportunity to give some of the young guys an opportunity.
And you could throw in Enigbari and Lucas Van Ness into that mix as well, as far seeing more action. Yep. Smith will turn 32 later this month. James, what did you think of it?
I didn't like it. I didn't like it, fellas. You can never have enough pass rushers. I don't care what team you are. You can never have enough pass rushers. I would have loved to see the Green Bay Packers keep him this year, finish this season out, see how it went, and then figure something else out. But I hate when I see pass rushers go, man. Pass rushers is hard to find, especially some good ones. I would have loved to see him stay.
Mike, what is your favorite Packers-Bears memory?
I would go back, James, front and center. I would go back to the Kuhn block on Julius Peppers and the throw to Randall Cobb that puts the Packers into the playoffs. It was a win and get in or lose and be done, and they were done until that play. I think it was 4th and 8, right? I mean, in that moment, and James, you were front and center. I'll let Dennis lead this, but that to me is the best one.
James, while we have a second, why don't you go ahead and say you were on that field?
I was on that field, but that's not the best moment. The best moment has to be B.J. Raji picking the ball off, man, and sending us to the Super Bowl. I mean, I still remember that clear as day. I always used to be on the sideline like, why in the hell are we always dropping a defensive lineman? He's never in there. B.J. Raji, once in a million, picks the ball off in Soldier Field, sends us to the Super Bowl. I'll never forget that. But that is a good one, too. You know, I'll never forget the 4th and 8, Aaron Rodgers throwing that ball like that, man, and we had to have it. But it's been some great memories against the Chicago Bears. Hopefully we get another one today.
John Kuhn with that block. Wes, what do you think?
Dennis, remind me, in 2013, were you here for that game, or were you
elsewhere? The comeback? I was at that game, yeah.
Yeah, one of the things I love about that, what I'll never forget about it, I was a young beat reporter at that time, but the Chicago Bears press box, the Soldier Field press box, is not one of the best ones in the National Football League. You are in kind of a corner pocket area, but what was nice about it was you could see that entire play develop, and I'll never forget it. It is burned in my brain watching Randall Cobb come free in Rodgers finding him, and everything that happened that season, the collarbone thing, that every single week we didn't know what was going to happen. Is Aaron closer? He's practicing on Thanksgiving. Is he going to be out there? And he finally gets back for that finale. It's those type of plays, too, where it looks like an easy pass. It looks like an easy catch. Sometimes those are the hardest because you're just so wide open. Everything's coming together. But in that moment, being able to watch it from that vicinity, incredible. One of the things I'll never forget covering the National Football League.
The ones you mentioned are obviously foremost, but a couple that I want to mention, too. The season opener at Lambeau where Aaron Rodgers was carted off and they were down big and they came back and won. And the other one, this is for the old-time fans like me, the Chester Marco play in 1980. I mean, that's hard to beat.
And you could bring up the Don Majkowski line of scrimmage play, too.
Replay,
I mean, that's infamous in Chicago and famous here.
Oh, y'all going old school.
Sorry, James, we don't like to go before 2010 for you. we'll have to do this one quick, but I want to get to it. In 5 years, Mike, would you rather have Jordan Love or Caleb Williams?
Yeah, right now I'd rather have Jordan Love. Caleb Williams is still talented. I think that there's an upside there, but I'll take Jordan Love.
Wes?
If 5 years, I'll take Jordan Love. I'm going to go really outside the box here, and I'm gonna say I'd rather have Jordan Love based on what I've seen in the first half of the season from Williams.
I think this is a unanimous decision from what we're seeing from Caleb Williams right now. But, no, I do think Caleb Williams is going to be a really good player. But I love Jordan Love, man. I would take Jordan Love over a lot of quarterbacks in the National Football League over the next 5 years.
In about 20 seconds, James, did the Bears take the right quarterback? Because a lot of people think, well, you know, look at what Jaden.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.